Welcome to a recap of Stage 5 from Cape Epic 2021. This was the day that a lot of people had their eye on and were fearing, even though it's not the queen stage. I don't know why it wasn't the queen stage. It had the most amount of climbing. So let's get into that. Today had 2,900 meters of climbing, or 9,314 feet, and it did that over 53 miles or 85 kilometers. That basically brings it, it's the most climbing for the race. It came out to about 34 feet per or meters per kilometer that we climbed, 180 feet per mile that we climbed. This course is in a new town called Wellington. The trails, though, are really similar to everything that we've ridden so far. A lot of vineyard roads, a lot of chunky, rocky stuff. But we did have more flowy, smooth descents in a few spots, which was pretty cool. The weather was rainy and cold. It was just kind of raining off and on all day, which ended up later on when we were just riding in the clouds the whole time, making it really, really wet and muddy. So it's definitely a change from the nearly 100 degrees Fahrenheit that we had a couple of days ago. So without further ado, let's dig into the teams and see how they did.
Oh, I am really tired. Stage 5. Biggest climbing day of Cape Epic so far, or it will be the biggest climbing day. I think it was like 9,500 feet and 2,900 meters, I think. You know, the course was good. The climbs, like, they were steep, but they weren't too bad. I definitely wish I would have put my 32 on. But what made it hard was the weather today. It got cold, like cold and rainy, like not the cold that you're stoked cold. Like, okay, this is nice because I'm not going to burn off, you know, so much water. It was the cold that you're descending and you're just like, oh, this is so cold. I was really jealous of everybody that had jackets, and I would make a point to let them know. And after feed 3, there was a group of 2 teams that's from Spain that I kind of ended up finding myself with. Like, I could gap them a little bit on the climbs and a little bit on the descents, but anytime I got flat, they would just roll right into me because there's just, I cannot push the same amount of watts that they can. So I kind of ended up riding the stage with them, and I really wanted to be with somebody, especially once I started to get really cold, just in the case that my body started to shut down. There was no bonking, which I thought I probably would bonk because I would go out too hard. But that the feeling was good. The legs are good. I took a shower right after finishing at the village, which they have these really cool, like, it's like a trailer and they have a bunch of showers. And they have really warm water and good pressure. They're actually pretty amazing. And then after that, we went and got massaged. So now I'm actually home a little bit earlier than normal. And yeah, just working on recovering and getting ready for the last 2 stages. Yeah, I'm definitely not as like happy-go-lucky as I've been in all of the other stages, but I think it's just I'm tired. And today was a hard day. I had fun. The descents were really cool and fast and flowy, where I felt like I could, you know, get some good flow. But I think the weather really took it out of me today, and tomorrow is not supposed to get any better, but I'll be smart enough and bring a jacket. So, you know, it's my fault on that. And yeah, 2 more days to go. And then it's like time for a little rest, and hopefully I think we're going to go on a safari. So when I'm hurting and suffering, I just think of all the fun things we're going to do in the 3 days we're going to be in South Africa after the race is done. So talk to you guys tomorrow.
Stage 5 was the most climbing day of the race so far. You were in heaven.
Yes. No, it was it was not lumpy. It was very mountainous. Lots of, I think there was 3 specific sustained long climbs over 20 minutes. So
I think one of them was close to like 45 minutes long.
Yeah. Yeah. I especially like the first climb because it was a nice wide gravel road. So I was just, I really was in heaven. Just kind of dancing around, having a good old time.
Yeah. It was a rough day. Real rough day. I was just stuck in first gear. really low ceiling. Just suffered like you know that feeling when you're trying to hold on to a pace line and you're just dangling off the back? Extend that feeling for 5 hours. And that was what I dealt with today. It was rough. But no mechanicals, so that's good. It was really cold too and rainy. You can see us in jackets and we're outside now. Hopefully the audio is okay. But yeah, the descents were great.
Yeah, I think we got to capitalize too a little bit on getting some separation. Mm-hmm. So I would get a bit of separation on the climbs. Obviously we had to stay within 2 minutes. I don't think we separated more than, no, I don't think we even got up over a minute, but I think that made it, I think we went faster because of that, because you were able to, you know, with very easily catch up on the descents, but it meant that I could open up a little bit on the climbs and I think we were faster overall.
Yeah. Some things that I learned today, it's just momentum. It's like a small thing, but when you pick lines and there's a chance to miss a small rock when you're coming down on a descent into an uphill or climbing or anything, it's all those small little bumps just suck a little bit out of you. And when you add them up over the course of a whole stage a whole race like this, it really starts to take a toll. So I was really like mentally, I had to be really switched on to always be picking the lines that would help me maintain momentum just to kind of help because I felt like I spent the whole day in my 50 tooth in the rear. So it was just long, steep climbs. So that was one thing, just the momentum piece is trying to find things that suck your momentum away and just doing all you can to not hit those. It was a really helpful thing. And then, yeah, some days are really hard like today and you just have to suffer through. So this is by far the biggest volume week I've ever done at this point. I've never ridden this much in a week.
This is also the most I've ever, the biggest climbing day I've ever done. My Garmin just told me.
Crazy, huh? So anyways, we survived. I survived. Brandon thrived. And tomorrow we should have a very, very muddy day. And it's 90 kilometers, so we have no clue how that's going to go. So we'll chat with you then.
How's it, guys? Just to check in from day six, stage five.
Yes.
Today was a day that I was a little bit scared of. And I think it actually ended up going quite all right because I had Robert to help me through it. Yeah, so I was happy with today. It was a hard day for me, a lot of uphill. Like 2,800 meters ended up being in 85 Ks. So it's like either up or down. Fortunately, the weather played along. So that was great. We didn't really get rained on too much, only for like 20 minutes. So happy with that. We continued our move up the GC ladder. So we're now in 18th. So quite chuffed with that, starting off on 32nd on Monday, Monday stage we were 32nd, and today 15th, and moved up to 18th on GC. Yeah,
my takeaways from today is it was a stage I'm looking for, always be looking forward to. To be honest, I also played it out of my mind again that it's going to be super tough. And well, for me at least, it wasn't, which was great. I think today was my most enjoyable epic stage. It was super fun, super nice, sort of consistent climbs, longish climbs, and then just really epic flowing single track all the way down, and then back up a climb and then flowing single track. So yeah.
A lot less rocks as well. That was nice.
I loved the fact there were no rocks. My back took shots yesterday. Today, it did a bit again, but I just absolutely had a ball. It was an awesome stage. The only thing, like, I think it was like a perfect stage in the sense that epic is always super hot, and today was perfect riding weather. Cool. It was supposed to rain, didn't rain. Apparently, we're looking out the window here, it's apparently raining tomorrow and the stage might change because the rain is going to be so heavy. And again, like, our strategy kind of worked well. I mean, me being enjoying climbing and Rousseau not so much. for me, it was really an ideal stage because I can't really handle the fast stuff. So we took it, we rode with a bunch, but then when it was time to take it easy, we took it easy so we could save our energy for the rest of the stage, which really suited me. I like to sort of ease into things and then go hard. I will do this stage for the rest of Epic. I don't mind if they just make all the stage at the stage. I really had a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah. No, overall, I think I was kind of scared of being like broken halfway through the day and still having like 2000 meters to climb. And when the first time I looked at my elevation was before the last climb, and I saw, look, we went on 2000, we still have a lot of climbing to go. And I know the last climb is quite tough, but we just managed to keep it steady. And I could communicate to Robert to kind of go harder, go softer, just ease up a little bit on the, especially the steep stuff. And when it's a little bit less steep, we could push it a bit more. And then, yeah, was able to finish strong again, which I think was a
pretty consistent, which was good. And in terms of what are we looking forward to tomorrow, I don't want to say not much, but it looks like it's going to be raining and super windy, so it's probably going to be a bit of a mud fest out there. So I guess for me personally is staying warm and staying dry. I feel really sorry for my bike, but we'll get there when we get there. Thankfully we've got some really awesome people looking after our gear, so yeah.
For me tomorrow, I think it's like the last real stage of Epic, and then once we just make it through tomorrow, Sunday, it's not over until it's over, but I think Sunday was kind of in my head it doesn't matter how tired or
how the easy ride home,
you'll kind of just go on fumes if you have to make it home on Sunday, because we have come this far. So I think, tomorrow also kind of similar strategy. I think see if we can maybe move up one or two more places. But, if we can just ride like we rode today and yesterday, I'd be super chuffed.
Two more stages left. So, like, we passed halfway. So, it's downhill from here, I think.
Yeah, cool. We'll let you know how much we get rained on tomorrow and how muddy it was. But, catch up tomorrow. Cool.